Jamie, I'm sure you get a lot of legal expertise at home.
Sure do.
Because of Ryan. And so it sure sounded like to me as, you know, somebody with no legal experience, that the Supreme Court justices seem a little skeptical of the president's powers in implementing tariffs across the world. Is that what his thought was as well?
Yeah, and the Wall Street Journals, they have this, like, graph, and they're, like, very or somewhat skeptical on tariffs, 6 of them. More receptive on tariffs, 1. Mixed or unclear, 2.
Right. And so the question here is, does the president hold the power to implement these tariffs? We know he does on an emergency basis, but what is the definition of an emergency? Because the implementation of these tariffs traditionally was held by the power of Congress. Let's bring in Barb McQuay, the law professor at the University of Michigan, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
So what do you think of the justices and their lines of questioning to this administration? Do you have the same read on it that we do?
I do. You know, one of the great things post-COVID, COVID was a terrible thing, but we have some decent consequences from it. We get to listen in real time to the oral arguments. And I had a chance to listen yesterday, and I thought that what I heard is the 3 liberal justices showing skepticism, but I also heard skepticism from Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Gorsuch and maybe Justice Barrett, but 5 votes are enough to get a majority decision there. So with just Roberts and Gorsuch, it seems like they're leaning in the direction of saying this is a power of Congress, and if they're going to delegate that away, it has to be very clear. The statute that President Trump is relying on is one that gives him emergency powers to impose sanctions or trade embargoes on other countries, but it never uses the word tariffs. This is a group of justices who have kind of cut their teeth on the phrase textualists. And so since that phrase isn't in the text, I think those justices are quite skeptical of the idea that that statute is authority that Congress has given to the president to impose taxes.
It seemed like Roberts and Gorsuch were focused on the power of Congress and what that might mean. And then Amy Coney Barrett, at least the parts that I heard, she was asking about the need for every single country to be tariffed. Was every country a threat to the defense and industrial base of our country?
Yeah, so this, again, this statute, this Emergency Economic Powers Act, allows the president during times of emergency to use economic powers and tools to put pressure on countries. And so the idea is, you know, for example, when we were in war with Iraq, we had a trade embargo on them. That was part of our effort to neutralize them as a threat. Sometimes we sanction Russia when they do something that we believe is against our national interest, and it gives the president a tool short of declaring war with them. But in light of the fact that we've got lots of countries now subject to this, including some with whom we are allies, as reciprocal, what President Trump calls reciprocal tariffs, doesn't seem like it is an emergency power designed to protect the national security so much as it is an effort to correct a trade imbalance. We've had trade imbalances in our country for decades. So the idea that this is an emergency is one that I think Justice Barrett was a bit skeptical of.
How much of the government's argument hinges on what the word emergency means?
I think they're probably about a 50%. That's one basis that could be a path to victory for the challengers. But I think the more important one is this separation of powers issue. And I think that's why it is such a significant case, why people are really watching this one. You know, we have 3 co-equal branches of government, and the Constitution gives Congress the power to lay and collect taxes. They characterize tariffs as a tax. It's a tax on a foreign country. And so ordinarily we say that if Congress delegates away that power to the president, it must do so very clearly. This is known as the major questions doctrine, that if there's something very significant, that we better make sure Congress was really clear in giving that authority to the president. We're not just implying it from context and history and other kinds of things. So I think although emergency is an important part of this, an equally important part of it is whether Congress has delegated away that power to impose tariffs. And that's where I think many of the justices express this skepticism.
And there was talk about Joe Biden's presidency and trying to enact these emergency powers and the student loan cancellation plan, for instance, and the Supreme Court knocked that down for this sort of same idea of what a president has authority to do.
Yeah, exactly right. In fact, there was an interesting exchange when one of the lawyers for the challengers, the small businesses that have challenged this, was asked by Justice Alito about, isn't it the case that Congress has delegated this power away in allowing the president to block trade? The lawyer was able to respond to Justice Alito by saying, this is exactly the argument you made, Justice Alito, in the case that blocked Joe Biden's forgiveness of student loans. If Congress had wanted to delegate away the power to the president to do these things, we require a very specific description of that in a statute. And so just as the court found that Congress had not done that with regard to the forgiveness of student loans, similarly, the lawyer argued, they have not done that with regard to tariffs. That Congress could do this. They could go back and write a new statute and say the president does have the power to impose tariffs, but they haven't done that yet because it's a power that belongs to Congress. The president is really overreaching by imposing these tariffs unilaterally.
Did I hear you on TV this morning? You're up early.
You did. I was up very early.
You were talking about the James Comey case and how the defense doesn't have any of the exhibits or anything yet.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual, and the judge came down pretty hard yesterday on the prosecution team for not producing that. You know, ordinarily, when the prosecution charges a case, they're ready to go. They've been gathering their evidence for months, in this case, maybe even years. And typically within, at least here in the Eastern District of Michigan, there's an expectation that within 10 days of arraignment, you will have turned over the discovery in the case. And that much of that material had not yet been turned over to the defense. They have a trial date scheduled for January, and the defense needs an opportunity to review those things, both to prepare for trial and to file any motions they might want to file to preclude that evidence from coming into trial. So the court was a little harsh on the prosecution for not yet producing all of that discovery. So I imagine that they will do so in response to the judge's order. But it is perhaps an indication that they did not have their ducks in a row when they indicted this case. They did so on the eve of the expiration of the five-year statute of limitations. In some way, it sounds like it was a scramble at the last minute. In other ways, I think the judge's perspective was, how could you not have your evidence ready 5 years after the commission of the crime?
Interesting stuff. We'll continue to watch it. You will too. Barb McQuaid, thank you for your time. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it. Meanwhile, we are in day 37 of this government shutdown, and what is being done? The House
is
still not in work.
The senators are there.
Senators are there. And we're going to talk to one of our senators, Senator Gary Peters, on the other side. Are they any closer to a resolution? You know, we learned today that 40 of the major airports in this country are going to be operating at a 10% deficit because of a lack of workers. Is there any movement towards reopening the government? We'll talk to Gary Peters next on JR Morning.